Welcome to the Holiday Planning Workshop and How to Find the Time. My intention for you is to feel that this is some time that you can invest in the now for much more time later. Just playing and manipulating your current time cycles and how you currently are using your time is really liberating, and the process itself is enlightening, just seeing how you spend your time. So you'll have a new relationship with time around the holidays and be able to see it in a new way. Also feeling in control of how you're spending your time and being more intentional with your time and getting in the zone for your most stress-free, relaxing, enjoyable holiday time. Also, how to sneak in some self-care rituals into your current routines. It's really helpful to pay attention to your own rhythmic nature and see it clearly. We'll have a little bit of time, a little bit in a few minutes to go over just pinpointing that and being very intentional about your own rhythmic nature and then honoring that. Knowing what you want can be challenging, but I have a fun little worksheet that makes it easy. Also, please download. Make sure that you've downloaded or at least looked at the worksheets and have some blank paper nearby to either mimic them or just go ahead and use the ones that I've created. We're also going to talk a little bit about boundaries and planning out your ideal days and making up lists of the things that you need to do and even creating some potent practices, some holiday potent practices. This time of year can be stressful. Any stimuluses, both positive and negative, can the subconscious mind can see it as a threat. So even if you have positive events and lots of them coming up in your calendar, it still can be perceived as a stressor. So even the myriad of plans and fun things that you're planning that look good on paper, and you know, shopping and stuff that you're buying, like stuff that normally gives you a boost, can actually be a stressor as well, just even by the sheer volume of what needs to be accomplished in a short amount of time. Physical stressors, obviously, this is a time of year where lots of places are extra crowded and you're exposed to a lot more of the general public, and that can contribute to your exposure to different stuff that can lower your immune system. The temperature is a little bit colder for most of us in the northern hemisphere here, so that's another stress, physical stressor as well. Psychological stressors are like everywhere. So any thoughts or feelings that are perceived by you as threatening or demanding, which is, let's face it, pretty much everything this time of year. You can't even relax and watch TV without being bombarded by, you know, somebody telling you to buy something or do something or buy more or do more. But what we tell ourselves about our behaviors and the behaviors of others can you know, become a stressor as well. We have to remember that that's mainly subjective type stuff because it's based on your perception or interpretation of the event or the person or what their intention was rather than the actual event, because we can't possibly know always what others' intentions are. So they turn into psychological stressors, or even just from the sheer idea of not knowing can be a psychological stressor as well. Psychosocial stressors are very common. The thoughts and the feelings that you have about, you know, social relationships, interactions with family, with friends, with colleagues, or the lack of that, feelings of isolation, that also can create stress. So just knowing like which people are going to do that and which people aren't likely to do that, but just know that this time of the year, even your favorite people may do that. Without even intending. So there are lots of different stress responses, and I'm not going to get into it in this workshop. I've written a couple of different blogs about the different problems that can cause, but I don't want to focus on that. But the words anxiety and burnout are two things that are typically associated with this type of stress. And we can offset that, right? So we'd love for the holidays to feel good. So I'd like for you first to take a peek at, actually, Let's not. Let's talk first about the worksheet that says holiday stress, declutter your brain. Okay, as long as we just finish talking about stress, let's just take a moment here. You can press pause on this recording and just start decluttering your brain with some of the stuff that you're worried about, some of the stuff you know you still have to do, some of the feelings that are coming up around the holidays. You can even make a few lists, a few lists on this list. Like I made three lists, like things I was worried about, things I still need to do, and then things I'm believing about this holiday that stress me out. So if you want to just pause now and then just declutter your brain. It can be a mess too. It doesn't have to be three columns. It can just be anything at all. So just take into consideration some of the things, like even like logistics, your personal care, the people in your life, cooking or other projects or decorating or shopping, like whatever you're thinking that you need to accomplish or do or that's stressing you out, put it down on that list and then press play when you're ready to come back. Okay, great. So when you go and you look at this list, immediately start to consider what actually can be eliminated or delegated. Okay, and you can take a minute and go through your list if you need to press pause again, that's fine. And just kind of like put a mark or a highlighter over something that you're going to delegate. Or just cross it out if you're just going to eliminate it. The next thing I'd like you to do is anywhere that you made like a statement that was like a negative statement or negative worries that you put on here, see if you can make an opposite statement. One of the things I always tend to stress about this time of year is like how much money we'll be spending. So I wrote on my list, not enough money. Right. So that actually is not true. That I can definitely augment my list. I can remember that the best gifts I can give are my love and my time. So if I go through my list of people who I intend to buy for, I can say, where can I give them more love or more time instead of something that's more costly? And then I can take that statement, not enough money, and just turn it around. Just make it a completely opposite statement. I have plenty of time. I'm sorry, I have plenty of money to for the holidays, or I have plenty of resources. It's actually an even better one. I have plenty of resources to take care of the people I love for the holidays. There. So I created a positive statement. I definitely think that if you have a statement that you can turn around brilliantly, like that one. Like, I like that statement actually. I have plenty of resources to take care of the people that I love during the holiday. That's actually really good. I like that. So, I'm gonna write that really big, someplace so that I can see that and remember that there is plenty. I'm writing it down another time of resources to take care of the people I love during the holidays. Great. So we're gonna move that declutter your brain worksheet aside. Now the next one I'd like you to take out is the holiday delights. Again, you can use a clean piece of paper if you haven't downloaded the worksheets, but the worksheets make it simple. So for on this one, we're going to just connect to some of the things during the holidays that really make us happy and turn us on. Things we love, things we appreciate, things we enjoy, and even things that we want. So, if you can just take a few moments here and connect to some things that are holiday related that really just make you happy. I can give you some of the examples that I have here just to get you started. I really like, even though I don't consider myself a Christian, I really like a Christmas tree. They make me happy. You might see like, evergreens on some of my art. There's one on here actually, but some of my holiday art usually has evergreens in it and the winter too, because it reminds me of everlasting life, that even when things appear to be dead or dying, that the evergreens remind us of everlasting life. And I'm sure that was the intention for the Christians when they took over the pagan tradition of decorating the evergreens. I don't know how they turned into getting chopped down and brought in the house, but I do like a decorated tree. It makes me happy. And it doesn't have to be my own. I can go visit a tree that makes me happy too. But anyway, we'll come to that in a minute. Actually, we might as well just discuss it now. So that's one of the first things on my list under I put a holiday tree. And I love to look at it at night and at dawn especially because it looks magical. And it reminds me of all those things that I just said. So I wrote that right at the top of my list. During the holidays, I also love being in cozy pajamas. And I like them to be pretty too. So, and it makes me feel pretty and relaxed. I love family gatherings because it makes me feel included and it gives me a sense of belonging. So that's what I'm writing in the because it makes me feel aisle. And I appreciate, I love surprise, wonderful gifts because it makes me feel delighted. So I also like to send gifts like that too, like just little surprise and delight gifts, you know? Because I figure if I like it, maybe other people like it too. Hey, I could be totally wrong, but it feels fun and it gives me a little charge just to do it or send it or gift it. Something else I appreciate is the scent of peppermint. There's something about peppermint during the holidays. I just love it. And it makes me feel perky and aware and makes me feel good. It's one of those mood elevator essential oils or flavors. It just makes me feel good. And clear surfaces during the holidays makes me feel really good. And this can be more challenging because I notice that during the holidays, I tend to decorate and start taking up all the surface spaces with cute little tchotchke holiday things. So I have to keep that in mind when I'm decorating to leave some clear surfaces because it makes me feel organized and open and creative. And those are important things for me to feel during the holidays. So I need to create clear surfaces as well. And the way I usually do that is usually with my kitchen table, like making sure my kitchen table is like really clear, except for maybe like a central either floral arrangement or something festive in the center of the table. But the rest of the table is something that I can keep clear so that I have that sense of spaciousness, especially during the holidays when stuff starts to get a little bit cluttery with all the decorations. Stuff I enjoy. I know this sounds crazy. Again, these are like really personal things and they may not, you know, turn you on or you may not resonate it with all, but I love shopping bags, like festive shopping bags. And there's something about that just makes me feel really festive, like going shopping. If I get like a really great bag, like a little paper bag with like a holiday theme on it or, you know, even the store's theme and like a holiday color, there's something about, I know it sounds childish and simple and silly, but to me, it makes me feel really happy just holding on to a really cute, stylish shopping bag during the holidays. It makes me feel festive. Another thing that makes me feel festive is painted red nails. There's something about the holiday season, even into like New Year's and stuff. I love to paint my nails red. And one of the reasons I like to do it, besides red being like a festive color this time of year, is every time I catch my hands doing something, which is like all the time, right? Writing, typing, wrapping presents. But especially like if I'm wrapping presents or decorating the tree or reaching out for something that's holiday related, when I see my nails painted, it just gives me a little pick-me-up. It makes me feel festive and happy. So, yeah, and sparkly things I also enjoy. That's also on my list. I know, again, you may not care a fig about painted red nails or sparkly things or shopping bags, but these are a couple of things that I enjoy, and they're just like little tiny pleasures that make me feel festive and in the mood. Sparkly things could be anything. It could be like costume sparkly jewelry, the real stuff, you know, diamonds, but also like glittery things, tinsel, sparkly ornaments, twinkling lights, like not the LED ones, like just like twinkly, sparkly things. There's something about it that just makes me feel festive and happy. The last category under holiday delights is I want. And I wrote to laugh and to hug. And it makes me feel happy and loved. So, you know, taking time out for that, like a funny movie, or just listening to one of the kids tell a ridiculous story, or taking time out to just grab a hug off of somebody who I think is awesome, even coworkers, like people that I work with or clients. Even during my yoga class, like sometimes you just want to put your arms around someone and just say happy holidays. Like, it just feels really good, and it makes me feel loved, and it makes me feel happy, which is something that's really important this time of year too. So I invite you to just go through and just start connecting to some of the things you love, appreciate, enjoy, and want, and filling that out. And then really connecting to how it makes you feel, because the feeling part is the especially important part. Start thinking words like delicious, irresistible, silly, joyful, healthy, minimalist, if that's what you're into, sparkly, inspired, luxurious, if that's what you're into, traditional, if that's what you're into, nourishing, peaceful, refreshing, fabulous, family-oriented or non-traditional, or respectful, relaxing. Like, just start connecting to some of the things that you want your holiday to feel like, and the things that you love that make you feel those things. So just take a few moments going through that. And when you're done filling out the list, don't worry about the TS on the right-hand column. When you finish your list, we'll come right back to that. So press pause and come back when you're ready. Great. I hope you came up with at least the 10 things that are on that list, 10, things that you love, appreciate, enjoy, or want. If you have more, I hope you added them on there too. The TS on the side is a timestamp. So next to each one of the things that you wrote, write how long it takes to enjoy it or to create it. Now, it may be both. Like on the top of my list, I had that holiday tree, because it makes me feel magical and all that good stuff. The timestamp on that is like 1 minute to 15 minutes to really just sit and relax and enjoy that. But I also have to set that up if I want that, right? So I want to put the time frame on how long it's going to take for that too. Am I going up into the attic, and am I getting down the artificial tree, or am I going out to a tree farm and cutting a tree down? So like all of that stuff is going to create a different time frame and how long it takes to set up. So I'm going to allow 3 hours for that, for the setup. Now, each one of those things that you wrote down has, if you can write a time stamp on it, or two, like I just did for that one, 1 to 15 minutes and 3 hours, you want to just go through each one and write how long it's going to take. And then we're going to use the time stamps later on in discovering where the time goes and how we'd like to spend the time. We'll be using that again. So take a few moments and go through your list and write down the timestamp for how long you approximate these things are going to take to either enjoy and or to set up, and then come back. Great. Now that you've done that, that you see Santa with his list there, just start to write some things that you want for the holidays. If somebody says, "What do you want?" Like they want to gift you something, you have a short little list here of things that you want. There's nothing like being caught off guard and somebody saying, "Oh, what can I get you?" And then you don't have an idea. You literally don't. So just write down a few things too. Take a few moments and write down some of the things that you might like to ask for if somebody asks you what you want for the holidays. And then come back when you're finished with that. The next worksheet we're going to play with is Where Does the Time Go? So this is where how you're currently spending your time. So if you have a time management issue, like you have a lot of things on your plate and things that you need to do, you may want to pick a day that's unstructured, like if you have a day off. You may want to start with a day like that, like how you're spending your day like that. Or if you're having if you have no time off and you're dealing with your work day, and you can fill out how you're spending your work day. Both of those types of days will be helpful in going forward for during the holiday season. So you may want to make a second copy for where does the time go for a work day and where does the time go for an unstructured day off. So I'll give examples for both so that you have an idea. So the first thing that you definitely want to do is just take your sheet and then fill out where you're sleeping. That's the simplest thing. So what time are you going to bed? So down towards the bottom of the worksheet where it says midnight, you're going to choose the time that you're typically going to bed, and then how long you're sleeping, and then approximately your wake time. Also, you're going to fill in how your morning routine, how you're getting ready in the morning, how long that's taking, and then kind of just put a couple of keywords for what you're doing in the morning. Whether you're meditating or journaling or drinking your coffee or taking a shower or whatever that includes, your commute, whatever that includes in your typical morning. And then the start of your day. If this is an unstructured day, let's just write what you're typically doing. Are you on Facebook? Are you doing emails? Are you, do you go shopping? If you're at work, are you doing client calls? Are you, going through emails at work? What's going on? What are the typical ways that you're spending your time in the approximate hours that you're spending them? Don't forget your lunch. Where do you take your lunch? Approximately fill that in that hour. And again, all the way up to your dinner time as well. Fill in approximately your dinner, your meal prep time, like when that's happening, or if you're eating on the go, typically what you're doing. And then in the evening, how you're spending the early evening and then the later evening, and then your prep for bed. So if you just need another moment, feel free to press pause and just fill out how your actual day seems to roll out. And then come back. Great. So also on the top of your where is the time go sheet, you're going to see on the left it says I wish I had more time for, and then you're going to write in some of the things that you wish you had more time for, whether that's projects or people or activities or things or just stuff you're trying to get to. And then on the right side, it's stuff you're not loving. So this literally means like just stuff in your life that you just don't love to do, but you know it needs to get done, but you just don't love doing it. I put in here, here's mine, dirty dishes, cleaning, especially like during the holidays, right? We're like trying to like connect to the things we have more time, wish we had more time for the holidays, and the things we're not loving about the holidays. So like, we're talking about like having, like when I think of dirty dishes, I think during the holidays there's more, and vacuuming, this like the tree, dropping needles and little scraps of paper, like cleanup is always just more, and I don't love it. Vacuuming, that kind of stuff. Filing, there's like tons of mail and mail sorting and filing. Like these are just not some of these are a few of my not favorite things. So fill out your not favorite things under not loving and things you wish you had more time for that are holiday related or not holiday related, just but for all intents and purposes, that's what we're working with here is holiday related stuff. And when you're done with that, you can press pause if you need more time. And then when you're done with that, come back. Great. So I invite you to take a quick look at the things that you said that you wish you had more time for and the things that you're not loving and seeing if somehow that you can combine them into some kind of potent practice, right? So I wrote under, I wish I had more time for, I wrote candles, burning them, making them, the whole thing. I love making candles. I love burning them. And I wish I had more time to do that. And during the holidays, I don't love, I said filing, like doing all the mail, but that's something I could actually set aside time to do and light a candle, right? So just like combining them in unlikely ways that just might turn you on. Just take a look at your to lists and see if there's any way that you can combine some of the things you wish you had more time for and some of the things that you don't love. This way, you kind of like killing two birds with one stone in a positive way. Just looking into that. And if you do come up with a potent practice for that, you're going to open up to the other worksheet called Holiday Goddess Time. So under this one, we're going to just take a look at possibly restructuring a typical day for you into a way that you can get more potent practices in and also some ways to optimize your time. Whether that's just getting more sleep or getting some of the things from your holiday delights into your daily routine. And this is how we're going to do it. So we're going to look for the first thing we're going to look for is some of the things from the Where Does the Time Go worksheet, combining into potent practices that may take less than 15 minutes. So for if you have an example of a combined practice that may take less than 15 minutes, drop it into the let takes less than 15 minutes lines on the side. It's got like a little swirl next to it. And things that you know that take less than 15 minutes that are on your time-stamped holiday delights. Like you already wrote the timestamp for each of these things. Write down so every single one of those things that takes less than 15 minutes. So go back to your holiday delights list and skim over in the TS column for anything that takes less than 15 minutes and drop it in there. Now we're going to go back over to the right side where it says must be done and tend to avoid. You can carry over some of your things from the Where Does the Time Go worksheet under Not Loving, but you may be thinking up some different things too under here. Again, if it takes less than 15 minutes, let's see if we can just get it over to the other side on the let takes less than 15 minutes lines, or just put a little swirl right next to it, right where it is under the must be done and tend to avoid. Basically, I'm going to show you how the more structure and discipline that you have, the more freedom you have. You'll have more freedom and time for your well-being, your creativity, your values, your product, your projects, your holiday delights, and that saying no may be important to create better results for that too. No to people, to invitations, to ideas, or things and events that are not in alignment with your holiday delights. This will keep your stress level down. So you want to not be hard on yourself about distractions or low energy times in the day too. When you're looking at your holiday goddess time, make a quick mental note of the times of day where your energy is kind of low, like maybe you're hungry or tired or aggravated, maybe it's the end of your day, maybe it's like there's like a slump at 3 o'clock, like just take a look at your day and just make a really just I'm going to invite you right now to put a swirl right there, like that spiral swirl right on those times of day. And I'm going to ask you to try to take 15 minutes to do one of the things on your takes 15 minutes list up above at those times, because that's going to give you a little perk, a little pick-me-up, even if it is a beautiful, steamy, warm cup of coffee, if that's what you're into. I take, I don't drink caffeine, but I definitely take a little break. I drink my fake coffee. I still call it a coffee break. I drink Dandy Blend with a little bit of ice cream in it. And I take my little break, and it makes me feel a little bit revived and happy and ready to take on the next thing. And it definitely takes less than 15 minutes. I think it takes 7 minutes from making it to drinking it. And I would put a little swirl next to the 3 o'clock because that's when I need it, or just before three, actually. So you're going to take a look. You're going to hold your Where Does the Time Go worksheet right next to your Holiday Goddess Time worksheet. Take a look first again at your sleep. Is your current sleep pattern on the Where Does the Time Go worksheet the ideal sleep pattern? What would happen if you went to bed a half hour earlier, or you woke up a half hour earlier or half hour later? Like, would that be helpful? Like, just take a look at what might be ideal and start to play around with that. Same thing with your morning routine. Is there better ways you could be spending your time? Or at work, do you really need to spend 2 hours on email? Is there something that you can delegate? Is there something that you can just stop doing? All of that. Are you not even taking a lunch break? Make sure you're squeezing one in. But most importantly, you're also going to be looking for tiny little holes of time. Like I said, like I put in 2 hours for email that I don't enjoy. I don't like spending 2 hours on email. That's just too long. I put a swirl right there. Can I take a 15-minute break in there to do something that I want to do, one of my holiday delights, or something else that needs to get done? Just to break up the time so it's not tedious and you don't end up being resentful. You want to just notice what are the optimal times of day for you, your lower energy times of day. And ideally, you would schedule in your tasks, your high energy or creative tasks or your workouts in the time of day where you really have the energy for it, and the low, what doesn't require your optimal energy or creativity, like, maybe writing your holiday cards or doing social media or bills or returning phone calls. Like, maybe you can just really just relax and during your low energy times to do those types of things, but then reserving your higher energy times of the day for the more creative fun stuff that you're going to need energy for. Like, at this time of year, it looks like shopping or decorating or hauling a tree around, like these, you're going to need some energy for these things. So just being really kind with for yourself and and working with time instead of against it is the ideal here. So if you have any questions or need help with this, I would love to help you. If you need any assistance in creating potent practices, I'd love to help you with that too. Definitely reach out to me through email or a text, or take pictures of any of these worksheets if you need help with or if you want my eyes on them. I'd be happy to take a peek and see if I can help you come up with something creative and more fun. And I wish you a beautiful, sparkling, gorgeous holiday, exactly the way you want it. May you get all of the things that you love, appreciate, enjoy, and want. Blessings, my dear sister. Happy holidays.